He stepped back, eyes locked on the glowing orb. Never had he seen anything like it, and he had been in these woods many times with Nessa. The two loved long walks in the woods. When they walked, they brought torches with them. This, Zane thought, as he watched the orb hover, is probably why they had never seen an orb before. The orb dipped and shot back up as if inviting Zane to follow.
"We don't bite."
The voice was tiny and shrill. Zane jumped and whipped around. It took him a moment to find what had spoken to him. Her body was no larger than that of a beetle, her head half the size of her body. She was bobbing up and down just in front of Zane's nose, forcing him to cross his eyes to see her better. Taking a step back to better see the thing, Zane said, "You're a fairy."
"And you, sir, state the obvious."
"Shouldn't you
be in the Magicka realm?"
The fairy interjected with a broad smile that seemed to stretch her tiny face. She gave a wave of her hand.
"Only the bipedal kind follows those rules. We fairies live where we want. We've lived in these woods for thousands of years."
"What is the orb?"
"My friends and I are going to light your path."
The fairy showed Zane her tail. When he looked, she made it light up.
"The lightning bugs are jealous of these bad boys."
Zane blinked confusedly. "Why light my way?"
"Why not?"
Zane considered this for a moment. "Did you light the way for another recently?"
"Didn't have to."
The fairy put her hand next to her mouth, as if not wanting her fellows to hear, and whispered,
"A wizard led the way with light from his wand."
Zane clenched and unclenched his fist. "Can you show me where he went?" The fairy nodded energetically.
"We can," she said. "Follow us."
She zipped around Zane to join the orb of light still hovering in the air. Upon vanishing in it, the orb bobbed up and down before darting north. Zane rushed after it, acutely aware that he could be running head-on into a trap. The orb zigged and zagged around the trees instead of keeping to the trail. Zane, however, kept to it, making sure to keep his eye on the luminous sphere. 10 yards, 20, 30, 40 yards, and then 100 flew by. 200 came just as quickly, the tree line closing in, and Zane was breathing heavily. His lungs burned. The fairies stopped and broke apart, soaring towards the treetops where they glowed like Christmas lights.